105.7 The X. It's Thursday. Yes, it's Thursday. Time for another round of Girl Talk. I'm Matt Behan. Annika Kate is here again. Hello.
Hello.
Got your flannel on. Nice.
I do.
Yes. Very Pearl Jammy of you today.
Nirvana-ish.
Since it was, yes, Kurt Cobain's birthday week.
Yeah, we were talking about, I was talking about that.
I was talking about that
on the day of his 51st birthday.
A couple days ago.
It's hard to imagine that he would be 51 years old right now.
It doesn't make, he's frozen in time.
Yeah.
He's frozen in time of being 20-something.
Yeah.
And crazy that it's been 24 years. Wow, since he passed away. That's crazy.
That's,
wow.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
In today's edition of I Feel Old.
Yes. Welcome to Girl Talk, where it's geriatric rock and roll stories.
Okay, let's take it down to the age 12 right now.
Let's do that. All right, another round of Girl Talk, the unvarnished truth from the mind of the female. That's why Anna is here every single week. We podcast every one of these, by the way, which is a good thing. Go listen to the podcast at 1057thexrocks.com. And Anna, you know what? We have a sponsor. Hold on. I have it right here. I want to thank Tamara Krupps with RE/MAX Traders Unlimited, a 25-year real estate agent and expert in staging photographs and getting your home sold. Tamara's awesome. She was in here the other day. She's great. Talk to Tamara at tk309.com and call Tamara today. So there we go. All right, this topic is from another website that I thought had a very interesting name.
Sugar, all right, better than Sugar Cookie.
Sugarcookie.com has its own mojo going on. This website is called SaucyDates.com.
Is it a dating site?
I think it's a dating site, but it's a little more on the naughty dating site.
Oh, so basically it's a hookup site.
Yeah, I don't know.
So they basically actually just flat out say, hey, we're the website you go to when you want a bootay call,
yes,
not where you want an actual date.
That's, well, isn't that kind of what Tinder is? That,
well,
mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. But Tinder,
right,
builds itself as a dating site.
Does.
So this place actually is saying, no, we're just a hookup site.
Well, I don't know that totally. I've not been there. I have this information from their site. I guess we could find out. So I don't want to go find that out because now I'm a little scared. But anyway, Saucy Dates. Well, look at the name, Saucy Dates. Come on. I mean, use your imagination, right?
Yeah, it's a hookup site.
So here's their topic, the best and worst noises to make during sex and what is acceptable and what is not acceptable.
Don't fart.
So, well, yes, if you drop ass in mid-hump, that would be bad. Anyway, thanks for going there, Anna. All right, we're done.
I mean,
that's
that
it. We're all done. There's nothing else to talk about. We're done.
That was immediately the first noise I thought of while in bed that I don't want to hear.
So is that
an
immediate turnoff, right? I mean, it's just like game over. I mean, you let one rip. That's not good.
Yeah, that's...
I can see that happening, though. I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on.
That doesn't
say
saucy date to me.
No, you're right. All right, the best noise you can make, the worst noises you can make. So this new survey had men and women rank the 7 most common noises you make during sex, and the results are here. But I want to get Anna and Kate's take on this because it is Girl Talk. Number 7 is just pure silence. Pure silence. So the best and worst noise to make during sex is just pure silence. I think that's probably very bad if it's pure silence going on. 8% of men said they prefer that. And a whole bunch of women said, no, that's not good.
Oh, my goodness.
Comments, Ms. Kincaid? Go.
If you're hearing silence...
Well, hold on. If there's pure silence going on, you need
to go to Pornhub more to find out how to not get silence.
Pornhub. Now, that's great. So now we're promoting even more risque stuff today. Silence does not, to me, bode well for anyone.
No. That's why I said you need to go to a different kind of website.
Right. If you are that bored and that unentertained while, you know, doing the nasty, there's issues.
Yeah.
At least make some kind of noise. Something.
Relationship's probably going to be over at that point.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. There might be some dysfunction going on. Number 6 is squeaking. So 28% of men say, yeah, that's cool. 15% of women said that on this list. What?
I'm just trying to think, how does somebody squeak?
Someone's squeaking. Like, whoops.
I mean,
I don't know.
Are we talking about the bed squeaking or
yes,
somebody making
I think
a squeaking
noise? So. Okay. Well, either one. I think the bed squeaking is... Is that a turn on? I don't know. It's kind of the cliche noise.
Yeah,
right?
I mean the bed squeaking is totally cliche.
We need sound effects in here.
I know.
I need to work on this. All right. Squeaking. So guys are more into it than women are. Guys must think it's a pat on their back if the bed's squeaking. That's,
yeah, I think if there's a bed squeaking, I think guys are definitely going to dig that because they're going to think, yeah, I'm rocking it.
Right.
I mean,
yes.
You don't know. I guess you have to tell me you're the guy.
Okay. Bed squeaking, I guess, is not a bad thing. I mean, unless you break the bed, then there's issues there. I had a roommate in college do that once, actually. That was a story. Number five on the list is swearing up a storm. Swearing during the best and worst noise to make during sex. So you're just letting one rip. Like, son of a bitch, or whatever. I don't know. What do you say? I mean, I don't know. What are you saying out there? Have you ever sworn? I mean,
I guess I could hear people swearing a lot. Like, if they were...
What's going on? 39% of guys say, yes, I could swear. And only 31% of women said they would. Why would you be swearing during lovemaking? I mean,
maybe right before the big O is about to happen.
Okay.
Like, well, you just kind of get all worked up and you just have to let one out. Oh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, this ties into the next one. Number four, screaming. Screaming. Yes. Apparently, there's 51% of guys who are like, yeah, dig it. And a high percentage of ladies as well. Screaming.
Well, I think...
Screaming at the top of your lungs.
You know, I don't think they're probably meaning like top of your lungs, schoolgirl kind of screaming. I think they're just like...
Well, what kind of screaming are you talking about?
I'm assuming like...
Is there quiet screaming?
You let a scream out when, again, the big O is about
to
happen.
Fine.
You know, you just... Okay. You have that big burst of...
Scream.
Of scream.
Moment. Let it go. By the way, we should probably throw a precursor out there. I don't know. Should we do the mom thing again? Because we're getting... I don't know.
We're already halfway through.
Yeah, good point. I don't know. So if we're a little too naughty for you today, we apologize. But it is, you know, anyway. Let's move on. Number three is the best and worst noises made during sex. Coming in number three is heavy breathing.
Well, that one would just kind of be a given.
I would think so for both people involved.
Because then again, if it's silence...
Again, dead silence is number seven on the list and not very popular.
If there's just normal breathing, that means you haven't gotten the heart rate up. And if you didn't get the heart rate up, I don't think you're going to get the big O. So
right. So heavy breathing should...
You'd want heavy breathing.
Heavy breathing should be on the itinerary for the evening. If you had a menu sitting there of what should happen in the next 47 minutes or whatever.
Heavy breathing, would be...
60% of men say yes, thumbs up on heavy breathing, and 46%, only 46% of women. What is that? Come on. Anyway. All right, number two, the best and worst noises to make during sex. I don't know if this is a noise, but this is actually communication. Talking really dirty is apparently a thumbs up for both. High percentages here. 77% of guys are like, yes.
Well,
I don't know.
Really?
You tell me. I mean, is that a turn on when a guy starts talking dirty? That to me, that can be a little cheesy if you don't. I mean, you got to say the right thing at the right time. I'm just saying, right?
I guess I really don't put my thought into it.
For the first time ever, Annika Cade might be speechless over here on something.
I think, some dirty talk is appropriate, I guess.
Naughty talk is okay, but
you're kind of doing the naughty dance, so.
So naughty talk or talking dirty is okay.
I guess.
All right. Once again, we're going to recap the top six here, and then we'll tell you what number one is, the best and worst noises to make during sex. According to saucydates.com, feel free to go there later and put in all your information and go on a saucy date. Number seven was silence. Number six was squeaking. Number five is swearing. Number four is screaming. Number three is heavy breathing. Number two, talking dirty. What do you think number one is? Any idea? Best and worst noises.
They haven't said moaning, so it's got to be moaning.
Yep. Dilly dilly. There we are. Moaning. 91% of guys, 79% of ladies say, yes, please. That should be happening.
Well, yeah, that's kind of like that number one of options, you know.
Duh.
Moaning, heavy breathing.
The good news is that the first thing you brought up, farting, is not on this list. So that's good.
Yeah, don't fart.
That would be probably the worst noise, I would imagine. Kind of might break the vibe of the evening.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure people have done it. I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure it's been an accident. What do you do? Are you going to just move on, right?
Well, I mean, if you really want to finish the naked tango, you're just going to let the fart go and
the naked tango. Really? Nice. There we are. It's another round of girl talk today. The best and worst noises make during sex. You want to hear this whole entire segment today, go to the podcast at 1057thexrocks.com. What are we leaving out of this list? Is there anything we're leaving out?
I don't think so.
That's pretty much all of it, right?
Yeah.
Silence is bad, man. If you're having silence during your situation.
Silence and farting are bad.
Yeah, not good. Mm-hmm. But moaning, talking dirty, heavy breathing, thumbs up. All right.
But
so,
at least you can get past a fart. Silence, you probably can't get past.
Well, see, it's whether or not you make a big deal about it. Like, oh my God, what did you do over there? I mean, then you're like, okay, you're killing the vibe, right? Maybe just let it roll. What do we know? Okay, anyway, thank you, Anna. Another round of Girl Talk today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, it's all sponsored once again with our friend Tamara Krupps, RE/MAX Traders Unlimited, a 25-year real estate agent. She is an expert in staging and photographs and getting your home sold today. Talk to Tamara and go to the website, tk309.com. It's Girl Talk. I'm Matt Behan. Concert tickets on the way, and The Rock is up next.